Quickly introduce our banjo player, and his last name rhymes with our fiddle player's last name, and there's a reason for that, and they both wear these things around their fingers that look alike, and we travel around together, and they live in a house together, so you can see where all this is leading. And Heidi teaches music in the schools to a bunch of kids, and Roy's been working for a number of years at the archives of Appalachia, working with old field recordings. And he also goes out and interviews older people and asks them about their lives and music and gets a lot of the heritage from Appalachia, and we're really proud of him for that. And he also builds chairs, and I realize everyone's sitting in a chair but us, so think about the olden days where they didn't have as many tools, and that's the kind of chairs that Roy makes out of wood, and we're really proud of him for doing all that. And there's a lot of teenage kids in our neighborhood out there in Johnson City, Tennessee, that can play the banjo because of Roy, because he sits there and plays with them all afternoon for a very small fee for what he's worth. He has a cat named Ted, and he knows more about electronics than I do. Please make welcome on the banjo, Mr. Roy Andrade.
All right. Chickens. You know, we do a few tunes about chickens, and this is one of our G chicken tunes. We have other varieties that come in D and the key of D, key of A. Maybe even have one in C. No, that one's about a mole. Sorry. You can't eat moles, really. But you can eat chickens, and Thomas is going to tell you about, well, this is a story about just the love of chickens. Crow black chicken.
In the old days, chickens were worth a lot more than they are today. Now you get a McNugget. But in the old days, you could tell where the preacher had been because the chickens never grew very high because they always gave them to the preacher when he came through. So we'll send this out for the McNuggets and also for the big chickens that never made it.